So big changes on the way to Olympic boxing at the Rio Olympics. It's been announced professional boxers will be allowed to compete at the Rio Olympics following a vote by the sports governing body. And this has been a situation which has caused a lot of controversy all across the world of boxing. A lot are thinking, oh, could be all right. A lot of thinking, it is absolutely ridiculous. Now, after seeing a tweet from this man earlier on today, I had to get him on the phone to have a chat about it. Here's the Commonwealth Gold, former British Commonwealth, two times European, IBF world champion, Darren Barker, joining us on the phone. Darren, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very good, thank you, sir. Very good. Now, after seeing your tweet when it comes to this situation with Olympic boxing's changes and that the pros are going to be allowed to fight, it's safe to say you're not a fan.
I'm not at all. It's absolute madness. I mean, unless the greatest prize in your sport is an Olympic gold medal, then your sport, you know, should be in the Olympic Games. It's nuts. I mean, stars of boxing are made in the Olympics. I mean, it goes right back. You've got Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay at the time, Lennox Lewis, just naming some heavyweights, and even, you know, more recently, Anthony Joshua. And I just think I don't think you need the higher profile names of the pros in the amateur ranks. I don't think you need it. And for me, I'm extremely gutted about it. And, you know, it's really, for me, it's the end of Olympic boxing how it used to be.
Why did this decision even come to being a decision? Why did this even ever get brought up? Surely it is a ridiculous thing. The Olympics is traditionally quite an amateur thing, really, isn't it? This is what it's like for Olympic boxers. They do that,
then
they go onto the professional ranks.
I know, I really don't understand. I mean, some traditions should be respected and kept as they are. And, you know, this one has been ruined. It really has. I mean, some of the great Cuban names as well, Trujillo, Stevenson, and Felix Savon, some of these greats, you know, who weren't allowed to turn professional, you know, because of, you know, their country, being in a communist country, they weren't allowed to turn professional, but it was fantastic. But I think boxing is trying to follow the likes of tennis and even football that is now in the Olympics. I don't know why they're doing it, and they're really losing touch of what the Olympic Games is about. And I just don't see how pro boxers fit in. I mean, how, with the amateurs, there is a qualifying regime that you have to go through to therefore qualify for the Olympics. I don't know how the pros, how that fits into these qualifying tournaments. It's absolutely crazy. I mean, the Olympic boxing, the Olympic Games, I think, as a whole, don't need to make their profile any higher. It is huge. I mean, it's the pinnacle of amateur sport. I mean, I just don't know why they brought pros in, and I'm so disappointed. And I could almost go as far as to say I'm almost devastated by this news. It's just such a shame.
I can tell by the way that you're saying everything and your voice, you are absolutely gutted and devastated about this. Do you think it's going to change the world of boxing, really? Because obviously now, like, you've got professionals who can fight for world titles and they can win world titles and then go, you know what, fancy having a go at getting an Olympic gold medal, go in there and smash some amateur who's, you know, not really had a chance to get stuck in, and then they'll just monopolise all that. Or will they be... I mean, it's stupid. How can this be a real thing? It's baffling me now.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, it's like I say, it was the pinnacle of amateur boxing. You know, the Olympic gold medal, that was the world title. And now to throw the pros into the mix, it don't make sense. How can you sort of become a world champion? I mean, there was talks of Manny Pacquiao, I think I see, of perhaps going in the Olympics. I mean, how can he be one of the you know, a professional boxing Hall of Famer, now go back to the amateurs and win a gold medal in the Olympics? It's crazy. It is going backwards. It's sort of, you know, you as an amateur myself, you know, I wasn't able to qualify for the Olympics, which I was gutted about. You know, it was the pinnacle of my sport as an amateur. But then I didn't qualify for the Olympics, so it's right now, what do I do now? I can't wait another 4 years. I have to turn professional. Once I've made that choice of turning professional, you can't then go back and say, actually, hold on a minute, I think I will win a world title as a pro, then I'll attempt to win an Olympic gold medal. You know, again, it's just crazy, and I feel let down by the International Boxing Association, you know, the amateur side, for allowing this to happen, because I don't think that there needed to be a change. It was fine as it was.
Do you think there's been an element of maybe somebody with a grand idea of going, hang on a minute, we're going to get, say, a Manny Pacquiao come in, and we're going to get, oh no, they could try and lure Anthony Joshua back or whatever, you know, whoever, David A. Fancy's coming in and having a pop of this. So they're either going to get this story of these wonderful professionals just absolutely hammering this division and great, fantastic legacy, oh, we've got another medal to go with it. Or are they thinking, hang on a minute, we could get something with TV ratings here. One of these amateurs had gone upset a season pro and we've got a massive story we can tell. The Olympics shouldn't be about that. It should be about naturally generated stories of athletes who have trained for years. You can only imagine what somebody who's been training for years and years and years, they're going to get to go to Rio and then, oh, hang on a minute, mate, your opponent's Manny Pacquiao. Mm.
It's absolutely nuts. I mean, at the end of the day, like I said before, stars are born in the Olympic Games. You know, you don't necessarily need stars turning up and getting... like you said there, it's not about your figures. It's not about money. It's about representing your country with pride and watching these new generation of boxers come through. It's not for, you know, late 30s plus boxers coming who have been there, done it, you know, well-established fighters who have earned millions of pounds. Then coming back to the amateurs and then again, look, I don't even know now. Is it an amateur sport now? I mean, if Manny Pacquiao goes into the Olympic game now, is he an amateur or is he a professional? I don't understand it. Are they all as one? I really don't understand myself now what it's all about. I mean, it's lost touch totally. I mean, we go right back to years and years back where, like I say, Cassius Clay, George Foreman, all these great fighters, Oscar De La Hoya, Floyd Mayweather, you know, they were born stars. I mean, Oscar De La Hoya was named the Golden Boy after winning the gold in the Olympics. I mean, it's ruined. They've completely ruined the Olympic boxing for me. You know, it's such a shame.
I think the more we talk about it, the more confusing and the more angry that you get about it.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous, isn't it? I just don't understand it.
I've got the fire spark in the book, but it's confusing me.
I just don't get it. Like you said then, if Manny goes into this, is he an amateur? Is he a pro? Is he taking a step back? I don't know. Does he have to give licenses back? There's so much to even think about. It's completely confusing me. But I think the point is that you are fair set against it, as many other people are. Just looking at some of the reactions from, say, Carl Frampton here, pro boxers being allowed to fight in the Olympics is ridiculous. Two different sports, like a badminton player playing tennis. Even Paddy Considine's got involved as well. Would you stick Manny Pacquiao in with an amateur? I don't think so. Eddie Hearn not happy about it either. It is just absolutely bonkers. It really, really is. And I'm glad I've been able to get your thoughts on it on the show today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure, sir. My pleasure. And obviously, like, looking ahead, we were speaking yesterday to Dave Colwell on the show, and what a fantastic weekend that he had with his two big fighters over at Goodison Park. And you've got Tony Bellew coming on your show tomorrow, I do believe, as well, is going to be fantastic to see what Tony's like. I bet he's still not come down from cloud nine yet, really, has he?
I bet. I mean, he reached the pinnacle. You know, he's the number one cruiserweight in the world, beating a tough opponent in Makabu. So, I mean, and aside from reaching your ultimate goal of becoming world champion, he was able to do it in front of his home crowd at Goodison Park. I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than that. And I'm a big fan of Tony. I've known him for years. He's a great guy, and he's brilliant for the sport because he sells a fight. He's passionate about the sport, and onwards and upwards for Tony Bellew. I'm interested to see what the future holds for him.
I'll tell you what, British boxing is looking good at the minute. How many world champions have we got now? It is a fantastic
13.
List. 13 world champions. Absolutely fantastic. What a list of great fighters as well we've got at the moment. British boxing scene's looking good. We've got some cracking fighters and some cracking fights on the horizon too, haven't we?
Yeah, definitely. And I mean that adds more fuel to why we need to add pros to the Olympics. I mean, not to go back over old ground, but it just... two sports aside, we've got a fantastic, great British boxing team, amateur team, that we, as far as I know, I may be wrong here, I thought we had 9 that had qualified for the Olympic Games for Great Britain.
I think so.
We've got 13 world champions, so just keep them separate and take your hat off to all of them. I mean, it's brilliant. I mean, but as a whole, British boxing is actually, you know, it's booming. We are the dominant force in world boxing, without a doubt. the Americans, who, you know, they are usually the mecca of pro boxing, are standing up and taking note of how powerful a nation we're becoming. And I'm just proud to be a former British world champion, a fan of British boxing now, whilst we're in such a dominant position as far as the world seems concerned.
Yeah, it's an amazing time to be a boxing fan in England right now. It really, really is. You know, we're getting boxing back on free TV as well, which is brilliant. David Haigh's done some great work with Dave getting that on there. That's fantastic that it's getting to the eyes of people who may not have been fancying paying all the big box office charges. But then again, you've got the fights that are on box office that deserve to be there. And it really is just an exciting time right now. Darren, thank you so much for coming on today. And it's great to kind of get your thoughts on this. And it's still baffling me. It's probably going to be baffling me by the time Rio actually kicks off very soon. Darren, thanks so much for coming on, mate.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.